Today, John McCain headed to the heart of the nation's oil and gas industry. He spoke in Houston this afternoon, where he outlined his views on energy. He called for more offshore oil drilling, and later tonight, he'll do some prospecting of his own. He'll attend a pair of fundraisers. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now from Houston. And Scott, we just heard Barack Obama talking in Detroit about reinventing the auto industry. What was John McCain's message there in oil country?
Melissa, you don't come to Houston and talk about plug-in hybrid cars, I guess. John McCain says in the weeks to come he will offer some bold proposals for new forms of energy, but what he offered today was old-fashioned carbon-based supply-side remedies. He wants, as you say, to lift the federal moratorium that prevents offshore drilling along most of the nation's east and west coasts, and he also wants to provide new incentives for the states. So even if the federal ban is lifted, there's a lot of state opposition to offshore drilling in places like California and Florida. McCain hopes by giving those states a bigger piece of the royalty pie that might calm some of that opposition.
Now, all of this comes at a time when drivers are angry about gasoline that's $4 a gallon and headed higher. Would these ideas of John McCain help?
No. In the short run, they would not. Even though McCain said yesterday that lifting the moratorium on offshore drilling would provide short-term relief, even people who support the plan, like the American Petroleum Institute, concede it would be 7 to 10 years before you'd actually see any additional oil. In other words, the next president, even if he served two terms, would be a lame duck before that oil started flowing. That's not to say it's not worth doing, but it's not going to bring gasoline prices back to $2 or even $3 a gallon this summer or next summer or the summer after that.
Now, what about some of the short-term ideas that John McCain has proposed previously, like the summer gas tax holiday?
He repeated his call for that lifting of the 18 cents per gallon federal tax on gasoline today. That's something that's been popular with a lot of drivers, although it's been roundly criticized by economists who say, first, that it really wouldn't save the average driver a whole lot of money, maybe $20 per car over the course of the summer, and also that it would send the wrong message at a time when we want to be encouraging people to use less gasoline. This might, at the margins, encourage them to use a little bit more. While economists have criticized John McCain's gas tax holiday, they've also criticized the Democrats' proposal for a tax on windfall profits of oil companies. And John McCain joined that chorus of criticism. He got lots of support from the oil industry executives in the audience today when he lambasted Barack Obama for the windfall profits tax. And there was a chorus of boos here in Houston.
You know, John McCain has also been making efforts to appeal to environmentalists, Scott, with his proposals on climate change. Was there anything for them in his speech today in Houston?
Yes, he did, for example, say that he still opposes oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. He says there are some parts of the country that are just so pristine they shouldn't be disturbed for oil drilling, no matter how clean the drilling technology has become. And he also gave a pointed plug to conservation, saying it's no longer just a moral luxury or personal virtue. That was a fairly overt dig at Dick Cheney, who famously dismissed conservation as a mere personal virtue. So John McCain did give a nod to conservation. It wasn't much more than a nod, but it was something. And I guess it's probably too much to expect a candidate to talk about higher fuel economy standards right before a couple of fundraisers here in Houston.
Okay, Scott, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Melissa.
It's NPR's Scott Horsley in Houston with the John McCain campaign.